Okay, we are holding in Simon Ayin Hey. We're up to Sif Beis. Se'ar shel isha shedarka lechasot, the hair of a woman that she normally covers, osli kros kenegdo, you're not allowed to read Shema if it's facing you. Hagah, feel ishto, even your own wife's uncovered hair. Aval besuloi shedarka lelech peruois harosh mutter, but for not yet married women, whose way is to go without covering their hair, then would be allowed. Says the Rama, the Hu Hadin, Hasa'aros Shel Noshim, Shiragilin Laseis Michutz Lit Tzimtan. It's talking about the hair that goes like outside of the braid. V'cholshigin, how much more so? Se'er Nochris, Nandrish hair, Sheto, Afila Darka, Lichasos, it covers it. Okay, we'll explain this, what it means. Now I'm doing the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Tes. Shel Isha, V'se'er Shel Ish, a man's hair, Afila Shel Er, V'hayoyte Derech Nekev, Shebebegdo, even from the air that comes out from a hole in his clothing, Mutali Krois, Knegdo, you're allowed to read, if you're facing that, of the Im Hakis Nira Heve Erva, but if the actual testicles are showing, then that is an erva. Yud darka lechasos, so it's covered. Afili im ein darka lechasos, so rak b'shuk vil b'bayis v'chotzer. Even it's only covered in the market outdoors, but not in the house or in the courtyard. Mikol makom nevertheless b'chal ervahi, it's still considered to be an erva. B'chuli alma afili b'bayis, even in the house. For also sham. He goes negdos, so when you're allowed to read Shema in the house, whether it's a corresponding in front of you, in his gal the kitzas mehen, even if part of it's revealed, v'da'od. More than that, dafili im derech isha zo v'chavro seha ba'oso makam leilech begili harosh b'shuk k'derech prutos oser. Even if the woman doesn't care about covering her hair, she goes without it uncovered. Nevertheless, it's just like I don't care. It's still, it's gonna be oser to read. From the inyan gili shoka thigh she oser v'chol gabni canal is mentioned earlier b'sif katan beis. Since it's quite required to be covered, the hair al pi halacha, right? Yesh mizeh iser Torah. Din deraisa dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ufara rosh haisha. Right, when the kohen uncovers the woman's hair, by the sota mechlal shahai mechusa, which from the fact that the kohen has to uncover her hair, that shows that it has to be covered. Okay, that's the limit for the requirement of covering hair. Gam kol benos yisrael hamachazikos bedas moshe nisharos mizem mimos avosehim mi olam vad ata. And the women who were from medakti gemitzas were careful this from time immemorial. Vechal erva hiva osli kros kenegdans there. It's called an erva, and one cannot say the Shema while it's uncovered. What it's coming to be mamayit, and say you would be yes be allowed to recite the Shema in front of some unmarried girls. Unmarried girls do not cover the hair, and therefore there's no problem with reading Shema, saying Shema, if a non-unmarried girl, as her hair is uncovered in front of you. Oh, kigon, for example, something comes out of the braid, fine. This is all, largely dependent upon what the minhag is in that particular locale. She'im minhag benos Yisrael b'zeh ha'mokom lizar shlo. Let's say it's afili ma'at min ha'ma'at chutz le'kishuret. Nothing is sticking out. Mimei le'bichlal ervahi. Then if that doesn't stick out, that's supposed to be covered, so that's called erva. V'osli kros kenegdo. Then you couldn't say Shema if that person's in front of you. V'im lav mutter. But if not, then you would, yes, be allowed to say Shema. Why? Because this is just normally how women go out, then a person's not going to have any inappropriate thoughts when seeing her, in that particular dress that way. Yud Aleph. Besulos, talking now about unmarried girls. Ubesulos arusos. Asuras leilech begili harosh. A woman who is an arusa, who is engaged, or she can't have her hair uncovered. V'hu adin besulos sheniv alu. Girl who's basul but had relations with a man, tzrichin lichasos harosh, need to cover their hair. Mikomokom im zinso, if she had znus, was very promiscuous. Ein erotzo, let's say, but soif al rosha kederech anash. She doesn't want to cover her hair because she had a mice znus. Ein yochon lichasos. We can't force to do this. Yud beis shedarkan, the way that they normally go out. I'm Malkin Avram. Look to see what it says in Malkin Avram. Shekosu delo yelchu begili rosh, rak im sarosehin kuluyos velo susuros. Right, the Malkin Avram says that she didn't go out with her hair if it's not braided. Aval machzis hashakel v'magin giborim makilim. As they are making on this, kosav chay adam nochrios she'inim musharos lechasos saron. A non-Jewish woman, and the meaning is that she did not who. they don't cover their hair, tzarech iyun, you have to, you know, require for an investigation, if they'd have a status like a besula, and therefore would be allowed to read Shema without them, without having covering the hair. And Yod Gimel said, if they're normalists, there's not going to be any hirhur, ragilin, I'm sorry, this is going on the line with about the, in the I'm sorry, this is going back on the line in the Mechab, in the Ramah, about the women who have the hair braided. Rotzalomer, umutli kros bezeh, afilu neged isha acheres. You could, even if it's a different woman, not your wife, decave and shiragilim by hand, since they normally go out like this, leke hirhur, there's not going to be any inappropriate thoughts. Avalik. Lechavein, the person, his intention, lehistaka beisha cheres, he really wants to stare and drive pleasure and enjoyment from looking at this woman. Afidu esaros mechutz letzimtan osur. So in that case, it's not, oh, she had a little hair sticking out, so I can look at that. No, even any hair sticking out is not allowed. Okay, yudalid. Let's say that the hair that's sticking out, what Salomon means, shumavad koiva sha'al rosha yesh letzemes. So besides the hat that she's wearing, covering her hair with, there's also a braid. V'hu beged hametzamtzim ha'se'ar shelo yetzel l'chutz. It's like a net that holds the hair from sticking out. V'osa ma'at she'ir shel letzamtzim yotzim ha'tzemet. And the part that's not able to be, it's seeing a little bit out from this net, alze mekel rashba. This extra hair that's not able to stick in the net, whatever, that's what the mekel, though that's what the rashba is mekel on. Uvezor parashas nasa hechmir va'oid shlo yisra'e shum sir me'isha. The Zohar is very machmir on this, that no hair should be visible. The Zohar continues and says, the garma miskinusa lebesa, causes the sakon of the house, the garma lefanacha, delo yisachashvun bedara. Her sons will not be considered choshev, will not be distinguished in their door, in their generation. The sitra'ach, the lishros bebeso, and the sitra'ach, the forces of impurity, will dwell in the home. V'cholshkin, how much more so, im holchos b'shukakach, and how much more so if she goes out in public with her hair uncovered. Alkein, therefore, bo'e itasa, a woman required, da'afilu koros besa, even the walls of her house, lo yachamun sara chadami reisha, shouldn't see even one of her hairs, she keep her hair covered all times. The avdis kein, and if a person does, a woman does behave in this way, kein makos, what's it written about here? So, banecha kishasile zesim, her children will be like olives. Doesn't explain. The Zohar says, ma zayis, what's unique about a zayis? It's green, it's effervescent, it's flowing, it's special. So to that, well, that's what the Zohar says will be for the children. Banocha yistaklun bechashofim al sh'ar b'nei alma. Her children will be considered choshev, a people in the generation. V'lo odolet elav de balo, her husband, and mizbarich v'chol b'rchoyin, t'la elo b'rchoyin t'la tato. Her husband will give an all brachas from above and all brachas from below. B'usra bivnim b'nei bonim. Zelchit to have children, the sons, b'nei bonim, and choshev grandchildren. Adkan Lashona Bekitzer. That's a summary, quoting again, this is the Mishnah Berurah, quoting a summary of what it says in the Zohar Parshas Naso about the importance and the cheshivas of a woman covering her hair at all times. Because of Magen Avraham, the Roy Linhug Kehazohar. And the Magen Avraham, this is definitely in Hasidic circles following this. Veyuma, the Meseches Yuma, Isa Maisa de Kimchis. There was a woman called Kimchis. Bezechus Hatznius, Shahayaseira, Shahayasebo, because this woman, Kimchis, was so modest. Shelo Ro, Koros Besoch Imre Chaluka. They didn't see her in a immodest way. Yotmena Kohanim Gedolim. She had children who were Kohanim Gedolim. Okay, back next one is now Tesvav, Seir Nochris, whether that is a covering or not, right? One second, yeah. Kori Nochris leHaseir sheNechtach meIna Dovuk leVesorah. We're told this is any hair that has been cut off and is no longer attached to its root. Desevira le daAlze lo Amr Chazal Seir beIsha Erva. That type of hair is not a problem. That hair is what used to cover. Degam Mutal leGalosa. The Aimbo Mishum Prius Rosh, the allowed reveal is not considered to be having hair uncovered. Vish Khotkin Vaimrim the Afe Pe Nokh Shaykh Seir Beisha Erva for also Prius Rosh. There are those from Machmer and say, no, even with a shaitel, it would be a problem, so you'd have to cover the shaitel, which is on the Svardim and the Chasidim hold like this. Because of Prima Godim, the Medinos Shayotos Hanoshin They go out wearing a sheitel, a wig. They can rely upon this opinion. It's not considered to, in fact, be a problem. You know what this implies, Sham, over there. What if a woman cut off her own hair? She has long hair. She grows her hair out, cuts her hair, right, and then makes a wig of her own hair. She's covering her hair with her hair. That's what he says. One could be lenient in this. One could make her own sheitel. He doesn't like this. So the woman should not use her own hair to cover her hair. The cost of Odsham writes more over there. If the minhag of the people do not wear a sheitel there, since one should certainly be machmir on this, again, lamaisa, one has what to rely upon. You can make it. The whole Olim HaYeshivas is make on this by wearing sheitlach. But there are those who are machmir on the shayla mishum marasa ayin ayin sham. Okay, at the end of the day, it really comes out to in the Sephardic communities and in the Chassidic communities, they will cover the head additionally, besides from a sheitel, and in the yeshivish velt, they're makel on the shayla. The gra holds that you can't use peyanachris, but the olim is not nimshach after shita's agra on this. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick it up in the next year with Sif Gimel.